This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers getting the job done, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our mail haulers, bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, getting the job done there. Our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to where it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon folks working the warehouse and working the drivers making the deliveries. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain with an S, America, all one word. Now, the website for the show is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and take a look and see all the things that we're doing over there, which, by the way, we have a stream there where you can hear us. If you can't hear us anywhere else around the country and you're struggling to hear us on the Internet because you got intermittent service because of the storm, then go over to our website, and you probably will lock right in there and not have any problem at all. Okay, so here we go with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Mr. Kyle Warren, good morning to you again.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, yes. It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, there's still a lot of customers without power. Right here in the Tampa Bay area, TECO has 18,000 customers without power. That's the Tampa Electric Company, Tampa Bay Electric. Now, we've got how many around the state in the affected areas?
Well, right now, it looks like about 644,000 still without power.
And that's quite a difference from 2.5 million on Friday.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, we're seeing some of those highest concentrations down in Lee County, also in Sarasota County.
And Bradenton. Because I know somebody in Bradenton, Jeannie. I know somebody in Bradenton who's without power. It's not funny, but she's staying at, I guess, her friend's house, or maybe it's her daughter-in-law. I don't know, but she's staying at somebody's house because she has no power and won't until the 5th of October.
Yes, and hopefully they will get it restored by then. And other places, though, of course, depending on the damage level. And even if, I would expect, Captain, even if some of the lines are buried, they still can be damaged by the storm surge and so forth.
Sure, water. Water and electricity never worked.
That's right.
Now, we're not really keeping track of the fatalities, but it did come across when we started the show that we had 83 people that have been killed so far.
That's right. And, you know, Captain, as you look at some of this footage, we're seeing a lot of drone footage and even footage from helicopters that are surveying the areas there, especially in Sanibel Island, Captiva, and also Fort Myers Beach. And you see how boats and so forth are just piled up on top of one another, or they're piled up on top of houses or other buildings. The mobile homes, unfortunately, they're smushed together and so forth. One can only wonder if anybody was in that area, they would have also been caught up in that debris flow. And most unfortunately, I think we'll continue to see some be found in the coming days.
Okay, but I'm getting asked a question by Larry in Tampa. He's apparently headed south with something for the area. And he says, Captain, can you get through on I-75? The other day it was closed. Is it still closed? No, it's not. It's open. You can get down 75 all the way down to Fort Myers. Now, I don't know about below Fort Myers because there's a lot of low areas down there, but you can certainly get to North Fort Myers and go from there. You aren't just going to be able to drive through the city of Fort Myers. That's not going to work.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And even speaking about trying to get, like, for example, those who are in Sanibel Island, they've got that causeway that's gone.
Oh, it's gone, yeah.
Several areas. That's right, several key areas.
Yep.
And it begs the question whether or not they might try to actually build an actual bridge rather than try to use the causeway again.
And there are several roads off the interstate as you get over near the water that are washed away and gone to some of the secondary roads and the side streets. So just don't get over there and start wandering and think that you're just going to drive from point A to point B. It's not going to happen because there's too much road damage right now. And somebody said the other day, they said, we haven't seen FEMA, we haven't seen this, we haven't seen that. Well, I got news for you. FEMA's been in your backyard for over a week. And the reason you haven't seen them is because they don't come out and parade up and down the streets. That's not what they do. They have some contractors that come out and do that, like people wearing vests and whatnot. You might not even know who they are, but they're FEMA people, and they're out doing the job, and they hire a lot of people to get the job done. How do I know that? Because I used to work for them from time to time. All right, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. I will do that. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow.com is the website, and the Radio Listener Specials page is where you go to look and see what he's got that you can save a bunch of money with. Now, believe me when I tell you, use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call. Speak with a person. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You get to speak to a live person, answer any questions you've got, and away you go. Otherwise, just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and see what that will get you in terms of savings. Now, amongst other things, you'll get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. So that's a deal in itself. You'll be able to read Mike Lindell's story, which is quite the story, I might add. And, of course, the other thing is there are so many different new products coming out. They always show up on the Radio Listener Specials page first. So go over there. And there's some buy one, get ones over there, too, you'll be able to see. So there you go. Have at it. Now, that's 800-641-5459 on the phone number, 800-641-5459. And don't forget, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code will always be CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
George is telling us that the Northport exit is closed. Now, my first thought about that is, I don't know which one he's talking about, but one of them runs right along the river, and I bet that's the one, the Myakka River.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm not surprised. Now, we know right now that we've got a mess in this country and elsewhere, right?
Of course, yes.
And we know that there are people that are trying to game the system and take advantage, right?
Right.
Well, we also know that the Biden administration has quickly and quietly issued an update to its student loan forgiveness plan, drastically scaling back the eligibility on the same day that six Republican-led states filed a lawsuit against President Joe Biden claiming his student loan forgiveness plan is illegal.
Well, do you think, Captain, do you think Nancy Pelosi called him up on the phone and reiterated what she said many months ago, that the president can't forgive the student loans?
Maybe. Or he might have seen it for the umpteenth time.
Well, right. But and so that's why these lawsuits were going to point that up. And, of course, are you hearing about this? Are they trumpeting it in the media? Oh, look, the president's scaling this back, per se. Not really, because they'll want to do it quietly, because the reason they said they wanted to forgive the loans in the first place is to buy votes, right? It's like, remember dialing for dollars? This is dialing for votes, I think.
Now, teasing another presidential campaign, former President Donald Trump promised at his Save America rally crowd in Warren, Michigan on Saturday night that he will continue fighting for the people, blasting President Joe Biden's inflation and open border. Trump also vowed at his Save America rally in Warren, Washington on Saturday night to continue his mission to restore the republic to greatness.
Well, that's right. And, of course, we're going to start hitting the fever pitch here pretty soon as we approach November the 8th for the midterms. And, by the way, of course, I just got my thing in the mail for California. Don't forget, mail-in voting starts early. It starts in October. Nevertheless, Captain, what will happen once we hit the midterms, that's going to tell the tale a lot more, I think, of where President Trump is going to come down in his decision-making if he wants to run for president again, or if he wants to fight, as he was talking about, by participating in some other way other than running. But we'll see.
Well, I would do a mail-in vote, but the problem is I'm not going to mail it. I'm going to drive it right straight to the supervisor of elections office, go inside and hand it to somebody.
Well, that way you know it really got there.
That's right.
That's for sure. But it also, Captain, when we get to these midterms, we're going to get a lot of exit polling as well. And we'll see by the magnitude of what this red wave is going to really look like, we're going to get a gauge as to where voters, and especially independents, I think, are going to want to go as we head towards 2024 now. But one thing is also certain. Joe Biden is going to they're going to be reevaluating a lot of things on the day after the midterms. That's for sure.
Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a.k.a. the CDC, has issued a change to its guidance late last week and will no longer require nursing homes and hospitals to require masking in some areas. Now, in a revision of the September 23rd rule, the CDC said that nursing home facilities and hospitals in a number of areas without high community transmission can choose not to require all doctors, patients, and visitors to wear masks. It's one of the changes to the CDC's COVID-19 vaccine guidance since August, when the agency's leadership announced an overhaul on how it responds to paramedics.
Well, right. And, of course, as we see the pandemic literally winding down at this point, and is COVID still out there? Of course, it's still out there. We hear about people testing positive for COVID and so forth. So,
and dying.
And dying as well, most unfortunately. But overall, they're changing their guidance. And at the same time, this is something we talked about in hour one, right? Then why kick out people out of the Coast Guard, for goodness sakes, other military?
Why kick anybody out of the military now? We know this.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But what it means, of course, is that, you know, things are getting better, and that's a good thing for Americans.
Yep. Now, New York is going to ban the sale of all gasoline-powered new cars by 2035 to benefit the disadvantaged communities following California's lead to convert to electric vehicles. Really, what a mess.
We don't even know where to start with something like that.
No.
Is it climate change or is it disadvantaged communities? What's the problem in that sense? What are we trying to fix?
When you find out, let me know.
No kidding. Well, but, you know, Captain, this is one of those things where it's so much fun to play make-believe. Oh, we're going to ban gas-powered cars. Don't worry, folks. We're going to fix the earth and all this stuff. But by the time we get to 2035, there's still not going to be, I would perchance to think, there's not going to be the infrastructure that's going to be there and the power generation in order to power all the electric cars, for goodness sakes, if you could afford one.
So there was a man who says he was paid $21,000 for trading in 3D printed guns at a government buyback event in New York. This comes from the office of the New York Attorney General.
Wow. Well, I guess
pretty bold. Pretty bold. Huh?
Manufacturing a 3D printed gun and then going and get paid for it. That's really something.
Pretty bold. All right, yep. And Adam Kinzinger, you know, the guy that cries a lot.
Yeah, and he's on his way out, right? He's not running again.
Right. He's primarily known for his crying at House committee hearings, be clowning himself on cable news, and having the Ukrainian flag ahead of the American flag in his Twitter handle. Now, he decided to take a shot at pro-lifers over the weekend. He said, and by the way, then from there, things just went downhill. And when I say downhill, I mean he strapped down the skates and dove off Pike's Peak.
Well, you know, it's really something. You know, somebody like Kinzinger, you know, to act the way that he does, but yet he gets kudos, you know, from the left side of the aisle and also in the media. So go figure.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard that the University of Miami business dean said that Ian's hit on Florida is going to surpass some $47 billion in estimates and could go higher than that.
That's true, and we're only knowing this from the initial surveys of what we're seeing, but when we see entire communities that have been just a total loss, you know, people think, oh, well, there's something still standing, but they mostly impaired it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back, and I'm going to locate Kathy over here. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine on Sunday claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kiev's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while heaping further pressure on the Kremlin. The stinging setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin came after he proclaimed the annexation of four regions covering nearly a fifth of Ukraine on Friday, an area that includes Lyman. Kiev and the West have condemned the proclamation as an illegitimate farce. At a wine bar in suburban Detroit, about a dozen women strategized about how to preserve the right to abortion in their state. This was not a typical political event. There are no microphones, no literature to hand out, and few who would consider themselves activists. But I feel strongly about abortion, said Marianne Massano-Gadula. Women should be able to take care of their own bodies. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Alrighty, I'm going to be over at Dr. Bill's office this afternoon for my weekly appointment at 1 o'clock. He's going to check things out again and make sure everything's healing the way it's supposed to be, and so far it is. And again, I owe him for saving my left leg and foot because it was really in bad shape. But that's what he does. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care specializes in wound care of the leg and the foot, diabetic foot care, limb salvage, general podiatry. And he also offers a treatment that is amazing. It's called the hyperbaric oxygen treatment. He's certified to do that. Not very many people are. He is. His phone number, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And tell Stacy, she's the one that's going to answer, tell Stacy the captain sent you. There you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's go back to what we were talking about here. First of all, Russia is getting very serious about wanting to play war, and I mean wanting to play war for real, because the Nord Stream pipelines were most likely sabotage. That seems to be a false flag operation. Kind of looks like as if Russia is trying to use this to say that we're now at war with the West. Now, that comes, that thinking comes from retired United States Brigadier General Blaine Holt, who happens to be a former U.S. deputy military representative to NATO. Now, he said, I think the Swedish have got it nailed. Signatures in the water give away all of the information. You could discern a whale or an earthquake from a bomb going off, and that's what these were. It was sabotaged.
Well, yes, it wasn't a natural occurrence from what these indications are. And, of course, it begs the question both ways. Why would Vladimir Putin want to do that when that could be a source of income for him, of course, and to fund the war that he's trying to, pardon me, special military operation he's doing in Ukraine? Or was this done by the West? So we just don't know at this point. But the inevitable thing, though, Captain, here, and this is where the American administration really needs to get involved. We shouldn't be on a path to war, but we seem to be on a path to war. And I think everybody would want there to be something, some kind of development that would get us off that path, because any inevitable war with Russia, which Putin's trying to make into the new Soviet Union, it would seem, is not going to turn out well.
Well, we do, but he doesn't, because there's no easy way out for him to get out of this mess he finds himself in, because of the fact that he created it in such a way that he just can't say, well, be bad, be leave, me do this. But he is, in fact, still pulling troops out of an area where the Ukrainian forces are pressing a counteroffensive as Russia retreats. Russia retreating is now intensifying. And, of course, suicide bombers yesterday, I don't know if you know this or not, attacked the Ukrainian President Zelensky's hometown where he was, where he lives and where he was born and brought up. I mean, there were suicide bombers in there trying to do damage and death.
Well, there would probably be a desperate effort to try to bring some major development in the war. But at the same time, though, I think it's a very scary thing that Vladimir Putin could resort to doing something drastic. And the word nuclear weapons is constantly being talked about, and perhaps more, Captain, than we've ever heard it talked about, even 35, 40 years ago.
Well, it scares,
that's how significant it is.
It scares it by Jesus said everybody right now as well. It should, but not Putin. Which means, in my opinion, which means we may be dealing with a madman.
I do think that that is a distinct possibility, because if anybody should be able to see that this isn't working in Ukraine, he's not going to win the way he thinks he was going to win. And so he's not willing to give it up. So either there's going to be an internal change in Russia, or it's going to escalate.
And here's who kind of agrees with me on that one, because he made the statement and I didn't see it till right now. United Kingdom Defense Secretary Ben Wallace recently said that Russian President Vladimir Putin's highly unlikely to use nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, even though Putin hasn't been acting in a rational manner.
Well, one would hope, because for so many years, and this goes back to McNamara, right, in the Kennedy and really, I think, the more or less the Johnson administration,
right,
and that is the mutually assured destruction doctrine.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll just have to wait and see. In the meantime, coming from retired Lieutenant General McMaster, who was the National Security Advisor for Donald Trump in between a couple of different people. But he said that he was never uncomfortable with Donald Trump handling classified information when he was specifically asked a question over the weekend.
Well, and that's a very interesting thing. We might also ask the same question of people who've actually worked with Hillary Clinton, where she had the classified material on her private email server in the bathroom or something like that. And, you know, Captain, I think that's a
where she had documents in the closet at her house.
Right. Right. So, you know, they try to make this big thing, and of course there becomes this narrative. Well, Trump had this, and he was giving away the secrets, or he, you know, they had him strung out on the floor and stuff like that. But really, I mean, honestly, does it all start to add up or no?
No.
Yeah.
Now, Representative Mike Turner, I know you know who he is, says we can expect Wild West spending. There's a term for you. We can expect Wild West spending, a spending spree of sorts, if the Democrats lose the House in November, because they are just going to try to do everything they can to wreak all the havoc they can on the country. But to that I say, we better wake these SOBs up and say, hey, boys, if you think you're ever going to see a Democrat running anything anymore, you better behave yourselves, because if you don't, you're done.
Oh, absolutely. The notion of some kind of scorched earth policy on their way out of House control and so forth and Senate control, ostensibly, people are going to remember.
Now, would I put that past Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? No.
Well, no, of course not. Of course not. Because they have demonstrated that they are not willing to work with Republicans and or independents or just the American people in general. They're trying to force all this down our throats. And like it or lump it, they want to do what they're going to do economically. They're going to do what they're going to do socially. They're going to do what they're going to do no matter what. And if we and by doing so, they're just creating more political opposition for themselves.
Now, our Florida Representative Byron Donalds, who I got a chance to hear and meet over the weekend, this past weekend, he was at an event where I was, or not this weekend, it was the weekend before, sorry, made a comment that fiscal discipline is critical to confront natural disasters. Well, I agree with that. You can't just start spending money like it's water going over the dam.
Well, that's right. You have to plan for it. For lack of a better expression, rainy day fund in that sense. And you have to be able to weather the storm, basically, because you've planned ahead and not just rely on, say, printing more money or just getting more credit and that kind of stuff. This is what gets us into trouble.
Well, Biden is going to be coming to Florida with Joe and Jill are going to be going down the hill. I don't know where they're going to start, but they're going to start where the Democratic mayors are. I think there's one in Orlando. So if they start in Orlando and then they come this way to Tampa, to St. Pete, to Clearwater, I think Clearwater's got one. If not, then Sarasota might have. But they're going to follow that route and, well, we'll give you what you need, whatever you need. Tell us what it is. No cost is too much. I can hear it coming now. How about you?
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. Going to take another look at the highways and byways. And there's quite a bit of flooding in Florida and Southwest Florida. We're going to try to get it a little bit closer for you so you don't get caught up in it. But in the meantime, I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's Leo, Miami. That's his favorite. Got a wild reputation down there. That Leo, he's a wild kind of guy. Leo's listening in. He said he can't sleep now because I got the AC/DC music going there, Kyle.
Yeah, but that's to keep our drivers awake tonight.
Well, that's what it's all about, keeping me awake, too, keeping you awake. I had my feet tapping. I was banging away over here playing the drums on the counter. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, lead us off. Tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, folks, don't forget, we're still tracking some of that smoke that's going to be in the Monterey area there in Northern California along Highway 1, of course. So you might want to be aware of that. That's from the Aguajito fire, and hopefully they're going to get a real good handle on that here real quick. We understand they've made some good progress on it. We still have rain coming across Interstate 15. This is going to be the place called Beaver in Utah as you come up through from Cedar City. That's also got rain coming across the road there right now as well, so you want to be aware of that. Also, in southern Colorado near Alamosa, it's moved along a little bit from Creed, but we're still seeing some sleet in that area as well. This is going to be east of Pogosa Springs, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But that's going to dip on down, the rain that is, down into northern New Mexico. It's going to stay east of Albuquerque. As you head along I-40, you're going to go through Grants and Thoreau over towards Gallup, where it's raining now, and on over into Arizona as you head towards Holbrook, and it's still going to stay a little bit north there of the interstate as you go through that area. Up in Montana, still on I-90 near Billings, we've got rain coming across the road there right now. So be careful out there.
Okay, speaking of being careful, I'm going to give you a little road report down here in South Florida, southwestern Florida, south of Sarasota in particular. If you're coming this way and you're staying on the interstate, that's fine. But if you're going to jump off the interstate and go anywhere, especially if you're thinking you're going to make a local delivery, you might be in store for a bit of a surprise. A lot of the side roads, especially going over towards the Gulf and or going the other way towards the river, Myeka or Peace River, are flooded still. Water over the road in many cases, and they're not letting people through, regardless of what you're driving. Because if you can't see the road and you think you're going to drive through, even if you go really slow, well, what happens with moving water when it decides to do something? The water is going to go where it's going to go, and you're going to lose every time. Don't believe me? Go look at Sanibel Island, right?
That's right, yes.
So that's what's going on down here. There is a bit of flooding going on in southwest Florida, so please be careful and follow the detours and adhere to the signs and don't do anything stupid. All right, now, we still have the storm going up the East Coast. It still is Ian, and it's not it's a subtropical system now, but it's still got rain. It's still got some water that is churning up in the ocean. You got rain in Jersey right now. You got rain in Long Island right now. You got rain going up through Rhode Island and up into Massachusetts along the ocean, as well as up into New Hampshire and up into Maine. And then above that, you got kind of an anomaly going on here, because above that, not very far, you got a frost warning. And that frost warning comes all the way from Maine and Nova Scotia, just north of the water, all the way down into, let's see here, all the way down into Connecticut. And then it jumps northward, goes up the Northway, up to Quebec, where north of Albany, you've got a freeze warning. You've also got a freeze warning north of Oneida Lake, all the way to Canada and the St. Lawrence Seaway, up I-81. You've got a frost warning all the way across to, let's see, Buffalo, then to Dunkirk, then to Erie, then to Cleveland, and just a little bit further west of Cleveland right now. Michigan, just north of Detroit and up towards our affiliate there, AM660 in Michigan. You've got a frost advisory there. You've got a freeze advisory going up further into the upper peninsula, if you will, of Michigan right now. And down in Texas, to round things off, you've got a poor air advisory down there around the Metroplex, and the same thing applies down there around San Antonio, and then fog tonight along the Gulf from Houston all the way down on and off to Brownsville, Texas. And same thing, again, over by New Orleans, over to the Mississippi-Louisiana line. Okay, so, Mr. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And tell us why we go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Because for October, they've extended the Driver Appreciation Month into October. You can get special deals, great things, offers, simply by joining the My Rewards Plus program. Go to PilotFlyingJ.com for more information on how you can download and join the My Rewards Plus app.
All right, and make sure you say goodnight to Leo, because you're going to be going and he's going to be listening.
That's right, yes. Well, good night, Leo. Have a great one.
Although he's not going to go to sleep because we got him wide awake with the music we're playing.
ACDC will do that. That's
yeah,
right.
It's going to do it when we get out of here. But anyway, I'll see you later, Kyle. See you tonight.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll be talking to him tonight. In the meantime, joining us right now on this Monday morning, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What, pray tell, is going on right now with Russia talking about nukes again? Here we go with all this nuclear conversation and threatening us, and we're just kind of sitting back, ignoring it, sort of, kind of. What is going on there? People think Putin is nuts, by the way.
Well, there's a lot that are thinking that. People that are much more in the circle of knowledge than I am, meaning world leaders, some of them are saying that it's bluster and it's just not going to happen. So it's hard to tell. As I said on your show the other day, though, if he wants to use nuclear weapons, he would render a long-term devastating damage that you wouldn't want the land. You wouldn't want the infrastructure because it's contaminated. So too hard to tell what is going on. But with respect to the Kremlin, I would argue to keep a big eye on his top military brass and his advisors, because he's got issues within the Kremlin. There are people that are pushing back within his own administration.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Denise Simon 2 coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more coming your way. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.